Searching for a Heart, and a new song from Counting Crows before that called Under the Aurora. It is 6:30 Tuesday morning. It's a beautiful night sky out there when I got up this morning. Clear, you see a crescent moon, you see stars, a couple of constellations. I didn't know which ones they were, but I knew they were constellations because they were kind of stars grouped together, or perhaps groped. So let's go over to the Coast News Desk. Rogelski has the week off, and sitting in, we've got Frank Hartzell. Hey, Frank.
Good morning. I was following Venus, and man, it was big this morning. And I was listening to
following Venus? Like,
following it was like right in the middle of the road. I mean, I'm never up at this time. So
you're using it as like a guide to get to the station?
Yeah, if it had been going the other way, I'd be in Westport by now.
Yeah, Frank was guided in from Cleon by Venus this morning.
I was listening to the Coast on the way in, and I listened to the music, and I pulled up in front of the building, and I said, well, I'll wait for Joe's broadcast, and then I'll go in. And I said, uh-oh, that's me.
Yeah, that might have been a long way.
So, the gray whale inn may rise again. The Dingham family has purchased the Gray Whale Inn, one of Fort Bragg's most iconic landmarks, built as the town's first modern hospital in 1915. It's located at the north end of Main Street. The structure was commissioned by the Union Lumber Company and brought to life by a community collective effort. The hiking Dr. Paul Bowman, who arrived from Johns Hopkins University back east to fill in, became a pillar of coastal history within those walls and hiking out into the forest to provide care. He came here for the Redwood Forest. His legacy includes not only decades of care, but leadership to build the current hospital, completed in 1971. Stay tuned for more about how the Dinghams plan to shape the future of the Gray Whale Inn. Caltrans has canceled all the overnight closures for Jack Peters Creek Bridge this week. Yesterday afternoon, Manny Machado, Caltrans area spokesman, got back with the Coast with the news that due to weather conditions, the closures were canceled and they'll do the work during the day. Yesterday, after the broadcast, a listener, reader, contacted me about a sight that shocked her. Two pallets of 55-gallon drums that had contained toxic materials, such as resin used in the Bainbridge Park construction site, were being offered free. She's a former government official, and that plus the ubiquity of resins and other materials took her aback. This was in the morning right after the newscast, and I got another person with the same concern later. The city took immediate action to end the barrel giveaway when I contacted them. There's two big meetings this week about major outdoors projects that will happen in Ukiah and Fort Bragg. That is, the meetings will happen this week. Imagine climbing to the top of the mountain above Ukiah and seeing everything for miles and miles. Ukiah City Council will hold a public hearing at its regular meeting on Wednesday on the Lookout Peak Trail Project. There's 22 miles of passive use trails envisioned in the 700-acre Western Hills area. It also comes with a fire maintenance plan that will improve firefighting and fire accessibility. Wednesday's meeting is a chance to see and discuss the future plans. The city got 66 comments in support and 9 against. So that's the time to get in on that. And also today, the city of Fort Bragg has two meetings at Town Hall to take comments on three reservoirs it hopes to build on the lands north of Highway 20 and east of the Humane Society at the end of Summers Lane, where an existing city reservoir already is. Each of the three is proposed about the same size as that one. Input will be taken in person and in writing, but not by Zoom, although a link is provided for viewing. The meetings are at Town Hall today at 12:30 and 5:30 p.m. Recreational amenities are also planned, as well as the reservoir. Public comment in writing lasts through October 15th. KZYX Radio, for which KOZT recently helped raise funds, has announced a $175,000 anonymous donation. The station now is a fundraising renaissance under its new management, despite federal budget cuts, and even though its news director position, once sacred in Mendocino County, was cut, and the station manager has assumed that job. On the front page, the Sundance Kid has died at 89. Robert Redford used his star power from films like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men, and The Sting, to create films as a director and producer with punch and meaning, and also environmental preservation of his native West and the Sundance Film Festival, now one of the best in the world. Also on the front page, Israel has launched a ground assault in Gaza with troops marching in and high-rises being hit with bombs. The Dow has started out flat in business. The Dow Jones up 34 to 45,918. The NASDAQ is up to 22,365, and the S&P 500 is up a little bit at 6,621. Sports and weather after this.
Have you ever asked, is the coast too foggy for solar to work well? Our experience says no. Hi, I'm Jason Lord with Mendocino Solar Service, and we have many satisfied customers whose solar energy systems are installed practically down to the water's edge. Although fog is a factor, there are still many clear days on the coast. And even when it is foggy, solar energy is still being generated. Coastal photovoltaic systems, that's solar panels, do produce less energy compared to inland systems. However, even at this reduced output, solar is still a financially viable option. Through cloud, fog, and rain, PV modules are producing. Solar electricity is not produced by the sun's heat, but by photons hitting silicon wafers, causing the cells to exchange charged particles. They actually work better the cooler they are. For more about solar energy, visit us online at MendocinoSolar.com or call 937-1701.
In sports, the Giants lost the D-backs by an 8-1 score, extending their losing skid to 3 games. In weather, hot and dry weather will be billed through Tuesday, with gusty north winds near shore. Cooler weather will return later in this week, and scattered showers from Mendocino County are possible Thursday and Friday. The forecast shows the peak heat might not be Wednesday, as said yesterday, but today. That's good news on the forecast for those fearing triple digits on Wednesday. So high temperatures for today are Covelo 93, Leggett 93, Laytonville 94, Willits 91, Boonville 85, Ukiah 96, Fort Bragg and Mendocino 69, and Point Arena 67. This newscast is brought to you by Mendocino Solar Service, serving the solar system. This is Frank Hartzell, sitting in for Joe Rogalski from the coast.